Hey queens, dropping in with another short, sweet, snappy episode, just the way I like it. I want to have a little bit of a bitch session about a trend that I keep seeing on TikTok, and it really frustrates me that this is a thing and that this is a trend. I'm going to just dive straight in and explain it to you. Some of you might have seen it. What I'm talking about is the trend of girls kind of showing, like, not so much a before and after, but like a this versus that. And they're doing these kind of dancey videos where it's like, me, when I meet a guy who's super nice, down to earth, very respectful, respects all of my needs and boundaries. And she's kind of like, meh, like not really that into it. And then it goes, versus me when I meet a guy that's super toxic. And she's like, what? Like loving it. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I've also actually seen people post about this on Instagram. I've seen women who are considered role models for younger women, women who consider themselves empowered, who consider themselves feminists, say similar things along the lines of like, oh, if he doesn't have like, if he's done too much work on himself, like I won't be turned on. I need a guy that's got like serious issues for me to get wet. So what I want to kind of dive into is like, you can see how problematic this is. It's problematic as fuck. The thing is, there is a difference between acknowledging something, being aware of it and accepting it, and making it normal. The first step, and this is actually really empowering, is to recognize that you are attracted to men that might be quote unquote toxic, or leaving it more open, being attracted to partners that are quote unquote toxic. It's amazing to have that realization, right? And acceptance is the first step in the journey of empowerment and in healing that. But it's not empowering to kind of celebrate it and make it seem like it's a cool, like cute, funny thing, right? And I feel like that's the card that's being played now. Like it's kind of cute and funny if you're attracted to toxic partners. And why this is really upsetting seeing on TikTok especially is that there's so many young girls on there. And when they look up to women who are older than them and who are portrayed as empowered feminists, then these young girls also are like picking up the energy and the vibes and their messaging of like, oh, it's kind of cute and funny to be attracted to a toxic partner. I hate calling people toxic. People aren't toxic, but the relationship itself could be toxic. So I hate that that's out there, and I hate that there's women looking up to women who are portraying this as normal. True power is in accepting that this is what's happening currently, while also understanding that you have the ability to change this. Understanding that the way it is now isn't the way that it always has to be. You do not have to settle. And for any of you listening, if you are currently finding that you are attracting quote unquote toxic partners, men who take you out on a date and then ghost you, men who don't write back, men who are emotionally unavailable, all of the things, you get it. If you are attracting this right now, I want you to know that it doesn't mean that this is your forever. Just because maybe it's always been up until now doesn't mean it has to continue playing out this way. It's empowering to understand that whatever you're attracting externally is a reflection of your internal conditioning. The web of trauma and conditioning that you are holding on to around men, around dating, around love, around relationships, even around sexuality. It is empowering to know that you are also a huge piece in this equation, right? If you're attracting toxic partners, it's because there's something, I don't want to use this word again, but it's because there is something toxic in you. There is a piece of you that needs to be healed. There's a piece of you that's out of alignment. There is a piece of you that is attracting these type of people, that is attracting these type of situations and experiences. So my point here is that empowerment isn't just acknowledging that that's what's going on, making it cute and funny and playing along with it. Empowerment is acknowledging that that is happening, accepting it, but then choosing to make a change. Empowerment is the ability to be able to make change. Empowerment is having the ability to know what you want and be able to go out there and get it. Empowerment is not settling, right? So if you see any of this bullshit on TikTok, you'll probably notice it now that I've said it. I mean, don't follow these people. But also just acknowledge that that is not truth. It's not reality. Your experiences here today are not forever. You hold the power, and the experiences that you wish to attract, they're always available to you. It's always possible if you do the work to change the inner web of conditioning and trauma. If you do the work to change and heal that part of you that is attracting these situations. So that's true empowerment. Acceptance, but moving on from that, change. Doing the work to heal and doing the work to change your reality into something that you want it to be.